WWZ listening?
J4WZM.
Daniel, I'll be around for the net tonight. I'll check in with my alphabetical group. But just when you do, when I check in, can you make sure to stay on frequency off the net? I have some weather-related stuff from today I need to discuss with you.
I'm going to go out to my vehicle to get my phone charger. I'll be right back.
We'll start the net in 1 minute, buddy. I'll be sticking around.
The Blues 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KJ4WZM. My name is Daniel. My location is Travelers Rest. In the interest in promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Your top seizure is heading out about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. Your repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by a Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Please call KJ4WZM. Out here at this time. At this time, we'll go ahead and recognize the pre-net check-ins. Tonight, I have 12 of them. W4FCM, Fred, Travelers Rest. N4IEI, Isla, Travelers Rest. K4LZI, Andy, Table Rock. K4XMR, Mel, Prosperity. KW4TS, Jim, Pilser. K4ROW, Richard, Greenville. W2AMD, Andrew, Simpsonville. KG4PFI, Don. KG4QLQ, Linda, they're in Piedmont. K4OSH, Pat, Malden. KN4RJN, John, Brown, Summit, and KC4W, Bill, Anderson. Stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the reaction portion. First up tonight, we'll call for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. I don't hear any at this time. I do see one on there. We'll give him a second to get going. I'll catch him after the first alphabetical group if he doesn't check in. Tonight being Friday night, we'll go ahead and begin with Uniform through Zulu. Station is the suffix of your call, U through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Whiskey Zulu. KO4WWZ. And if you would, sir, please notify KO4MUV upon checking in that I'd like for him to remain on frequency after the net. Thank you, sir. And I'll be on the side listening.
Yeah. Please check in. Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KZM. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel. Kilo Oscar, KO 4, NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in the mobile tonight heading to StarTech. Please also check in the man that's actually sitting right beside me, Kilo India 4, Mike Romeo Alpha. His name is also Fred. We're both mobile heading to StarTech tonight. We're going to be short time tonight, Daniel. Please excuse us for checking in out of turn. We're a little in a rush right now.
WZM. Daniel on the net, please check in. N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane. I'm in Cleveland tonight, Northeast Pickens County. No traffic, no table.
Paul. In the cold. N4DME, Paul. He's in the cold. We'll be laying in the hell of a net. We might be out of turn.
Recognize KO4WWZ, that's Chandler and Ely. K4XB, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. KF4NNH, Fred, and KF4MRA, other Fred. They're mobile towards StarTech sign. N4ZLK, that's Shane in Cleveland. AA4QS, that's Donald, and N4DME, Paul. They are in Tacoma tonight. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. Link stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Ethernet, call KJ4WZM. Oh, I got one. Alright, go ahead, Echo Link stations. If you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Ethernet, call KJ4WZM.
This is Kilo Val 4 Whiskey Bravo Bravo. SKG4WB. My name is Steve. I'm on Echo Link checking in. I'm in Martinez, I'm sorry. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you there, Daniel.
To that time, Steve. And I would like to recognize KG4WBB. That is Steve from Martinez, Georgia. Any other. Looks like that does it for Echo Link stations for now. So any other stations. Uniform through Zulu, U through Z, if you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM. The normally big group for the night. A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. And Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4. Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and via telephone relay, my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be short time tonight.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. Thanks for calling in tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in. November 4th, Delta, Juliet, Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. Air traffic, no comments. Good evening to everyone on the net.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. KO4CEF. This is Andrew and Emmett, and I'll be negative and negative.
KK4DMW, that is Rick. KK4ONO, Lorena, and KM4MOQ, Michelle. They're over in Piedmont tonight. W4DJW, that's Dave and Greer. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. And KO4CEF, Andrew and Inman. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Meter Net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. MK1CJW, that's Kilo 1, Charlie, Juliet, Whiskey. Roland and Pickens, negative and negative, and a very good evening to all.
Well, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra, KL4DZS, Scott in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
For WZM. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no queue tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
WZM. Neil, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave in Easley. I'll be negative and negative. Everybody have a good evening.
Number 4. That's KN4, UBG, Kevin. Location, Fountain Inn, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 is you and everybody on the net.
For WZM. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4, CHY, Keith and Seneca. Portable, negative and negative.
I got to make a notation of where I had left off checking people in, but I think that I need to go ahead and recognize KF4CEF, that is Andrew and Inman, K1CJW, Roland to Pickens, KF4DZS, Scott and Pendleton, KF4DOS, that's Gary and K3JOY, his pretty little bride, Joy. They're at home at Easley tonight. KB2BYQ, Dave and Easley, KN4UBG, Kevin and Fountain Inn, and KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM. Blank stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Shoe Internet, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, good evening, Daniel. If you would check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening, Daniel, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic and no queue. I wasn't sure if you cut yourself off in the beginning, so I wasn't sure if I heard just an echo lick or not, so I decided to go ahead and check in anyway, KA4PQA.
I had called for Echolink stations, Stephen. So that is all good. Yeah, we'd like to recognize KA4PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. Thank you for checking in with me, Stephen. Hope you're doing well, and I got you checked in. We'll go ahead and move up to E through H now. Echo through Hotel. Call KJ4WZM.
Check in and out. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYV. The name is David. I'm mobile in Whitmire. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for doing the net. 73, see you to everyone on the net.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry and Candler. And we'll stick around for a little while tonight, Daniel.
4WZM. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-Ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose. And Daniel, I'm going to be in and out tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
Hello. Company 4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Hey, yeah,
KO4EYV, that is David and Whitmire. KC4EZN, that is Harry and Candler. Harry, I've got you marked down for comments. KO4HKX, that's Patrick and Penrose. HW4FHJ, Gene and Taylor. Any other stations, E through H, Echo through Hotel, call KJ4WZM. KRL, call KJ4WZM. I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Hope you're having a good day today. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make her home and clear. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
EZM. So please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
KK4JBQ, that is Larry, and KC4MFK, that is Donna. They're at home in Greer tonight. And KO4JKV, that is Duncan in Asheville. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM. I through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Stream Internet, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Oscar 4, November Uniform, Echo, KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is the Deer Camp. Please check in KO4RYP, and location also the Deer Camp. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Daniel.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-Ray Bravo, Floyd in Pensaville. I'll be negative and negative, but listening in. Thank you.
KO4NUE, that is Chad, and KO4RYP, Anna. They're over there at the Deer Camp tonight. And KO4PXB, that is Lloyd in Simpsonville. Chad, a couple things. Did your Deer Camp fare okay with the weather that came through this afternoon?
Museum KO4NUE. Yeah, roger that. No issues. I did hear a tree fall, I don't know, probably about 200 yards from me, but no issues here, over.
And the other thing is, Chandler wanted you to stick around after the net tonight if you were able to.
Yep. KO4 NUE, back to net.
Okay. Do we have any additional check-ins tonight? Mike through Papa, M through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4WZM. Rocket back through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Again, KO4QLG, that's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima Golf, Chris, and Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
For WZM. In Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray, this is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
For WZM. In Kilo India 4, Tango Hotel Victor, KI4THV, Danny, Traveler's Rest, negative and negative.
KO4QLG, that is Chris in Liberty, KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville, and KI4THB, Danny in Traveler's Rest. KO4RAX, Jim, did you see any wind damage tonight when the storm came through, or did you do okay? That storm went real close to your house.
I was at work when it all came through, but I don't see any damage here in this area. So I think we made it through okay. And I'm not 100% sure. It's KO4RAX. Kind of sounds like you're saying I, but I'm not sure.
Okay. What's your call? I do have it written down as Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Alpha X-ray. Do I need to fix it?
No, that's correct.
All right. Well, thanks for coming back to me. I was curious. I went through Dacusville today about 5 minutes before that storm blew through with what would have been the tornado if it had touched down. It was real close to us over there in Dacusville. That was a near miss there. Definitely a near miss. That storm was well organized. We'll go ahead and open it all the way up through the alphabet now. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4WZM.
For WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Mike for Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango, QTH Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
In Kilo Foxtrot 4, November X-ray Yankee, KF4, NXY David, and my wife Marie, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Sierra X-ray, AF4, SX, we're in Southern Greenville County. Check us in and out, and good evening to everybody on the net.
KF4BLH, that is Kurt in Greenville. KF4NXY, David, and AF4SX, Marie, there in Southern Greenville County tonight. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KJ4WZM.
EHRON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed in Brevard, and no traffic, no comments.
WD8RON, that is Ed in Brevard. This is KJ4WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. Looks like first up tonight I have KC4EZN. That is Harry and Kindler. How are you doing, Harry? You got my pictures?
WZM, KC4EZN. Still chasing that frog out of my throat, but he's about gone, I think. Yeah, I got your pictures. That was a nice-looking vehicle to you. Kind of charcoal the inside of it.
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm working on fixing it. If I wasn't working tomorrow, I'd be working on finishing tearing out the interior of it. And the brown one I sent you pictures of, I ended up replacing the fuel pump in that thing on Monday night in the O'Reilly's parking lot in Simpsonville. And that was definitely an adventure. That was not fun at all. But it got done, and that's good. The bad part is, once I replaced the fuel pump, it decided that it was time to blow out the O-rings on the fuel injectors, so it flooded on top of the engine, externally flooded the top of the engine. And I brought it over to a buddy of mine's house to show off that vehicle, and that was running good. Ever since I had gotten the virus back in August, I've had a very difficult time smelling fuels. So I didn't smell that the vehicle smelled like gas. I brought it over to his house. He's like, man, this thing smells like gas really bad. I said, well, I just replaced the fuel pump. Maybe I didn't do the gasket right on the gas thing. He says, man, it doesn't smell like gas underneath the vehicle. It smells like gas in the engine compartment. So I started looking around and seeing that there was fluid all over the top of the engine. I was like, this isn't good. He goes, ooh, that's gas. That's where it is. If I had drove home from there, it would have poured all over the exhaust manifold. So I ended up parking it there, and I bought new O-rings for the injectors and fixed that today at his house and then drove my vehicle home. I had my motorcycle also at the house, so I had got a ride from his house to my house and picked up my motorcycle and drove that to work the next day. But now I have to go get my bike and bring that back to my house. I have my vehicle. My bike's at his house right now.
Daniel, you lead an awfully complicated life. My son-in-law, excuse me a second here. Every now and then I have to go cough, so hang loose. Son-in-law, about, 12 years ago, bought I don't know exactly what model of Mercedes it was, but it was the one that had the same body as the Dodge Charger. And this car was, again, I don't know what all this means, but it had AMG after the model number, which basically means the suspension has been tweaked, and the engine was their top-of-the-line V8, somewhere in the order of maybe 500 horsepower. And the transmission was the heaviest duty transmission that Mercedes offered for an automobile. And like I said, that's the one I've been at 140 miles an hour in, and it did not feel like it was moving, and the faster you went, the tighter it hugged the ground. It was kind of scary. But somebody stole that car, and before they finished stealing it, they cut the catalytic converter off of it, and then they threw a Molotov cocktail through the windshield and basically burned the dash, some of the instrument cluster, and then some of the plastic work that covers up the computer and everything on top of the engine. And I think he's sort of talked himself into looking and finding a similar body. And spend the rest of his life trading parts, I think. I haven't told him that out loud yet, but having been there and done that myself to a much, much, much less complicated vehicle is still a chore. And things don't always exactly transfer one for one either. But anyway, that was a nice looking vehicle. That goes back to the thing that we just finished teaching technician classes up here, and the last session was on safety, and pointed out that you put a fuse in both the hot wire and the cold wire where it attaches to the battery or the engine block, preferably for the ground wire. I think that might have saved your fire problem. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
EZN, KJ4WZM. It absolutely would have. One of the things that I had done wrong initially with that system right off the bat, it had, and I'll put asterisks on either side of that word, had. It had a 100 amp fuse in the line, in the positive side. And early on in my installation, I ended up taking a piece of metal across the positive and negative posts on the amplifier, accidentally sorting out from contact to contact, and boom, that blew that fuse. So, and that was, you know, 5 or 6 years ago at this point. And I took a couple different connectors, and I made out of those a sort of a jumper to replace that 100 amp fuse, which didn't look like a regular fuse. I'll show you later on what it looks like. But I basically made a duplicate fuse in a way to what it was, but it wasn't a fuse at all. It was just a bridge between the contacts on there. It was not supposed to go longer than about 24 hours. It was just supposed to check to make sure the amp worked. Well, after it worked, I never got around to replacing that fuse. So I did that to myself 6 years ago. I sealed my own fate on toasting that vehicle up like I did. Because that fuse would have saved this thing from doing what it did. Definitely would have. But that was now a lesson that I have had to learn through the School of Hard Knocks. So now I get to do the parts trading. I do have a vehicle, fortunately, that I can use to move all that stuff over. The only thing different is I need to get seats for it, but I already bought seats. I just got to go pick them up from the junkyard. I bought heated and air-conditioned seats, and I got to make sure that I fuse all that stuff properly out when I go to put it in. So I got to make all my own wiring and make my controls and stuff for the seats. That'll be different. But once that's done, I'll have heated and cooled seats in that vehicle. Since all the seats are leather, it's sometimes nice to have them automatically cool themselves down. I don't know if you ever sat in a vehicle that's been sitting in the sun when it has leather seats, but those seats can burn you a new one when you sit down in them. Whew! So the air-conditioned seats, I've sat in these before, and they cool down real quick, and I like that.
WZM, KC4EZN. I've only done that once in short pants, and that was a long time ago, but I still remember it.
It's not nice. I have turned my legs into lobster tails a few different times, hopping into one of those vehicles. That Eddie Bauer Explorer that I had that got toasted, it had leather seats, and I have burned myself so many times climbing into that thing. It's ridiculous. I don't like it at all, as far as that goes. The leather seats are nice because they're super easy to clean, but man, it can deliver a really nice burn if you don't leave the windows cracked or leave the sunroof cracked open or something like that. And then the other downside is if you do that and then it rains, then you have a wet vehicle instead of a hot vehicle. So, pick one.
To sit in it, I think I would pick wet. The only problem with wet is when you get that matting and stuff that they put under the carpet wet, there's not but one way to get it dry, and that's to take it out and hang it over something and let it dry in the sun for 3 or 4 days. That stuff can hold more water than you would ever think. But other thing, I was just listening to you talk to the folks down there. The weather up here in the Asheville area, it vacillated between looking like the world was coming to an end and the sun was shining, and two or three things in between, and it rained for, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, and had all kinds of dire warnings and stuff up here, but did not see anything. There was a little bit of wind. I saw some, you know, little minor leaves and stuff on the road, but nothing really significant, so I was just kind of listening out to you folks down there to see how y'all had fared, because if it didn't hit here, you're next in line or first in line, I'm not sure which, but anyway, I was just listening into that. We'll turn it back to you, Daniel. My frog's about to catch up with me here on my throat. I'm thinking that I'm probably dealing more with allergies than I am a cold, but the net results is the inside of my head feels like it's got cotton in it sometimes. So I think I'm going to turn it back to you and wish you a good weekend, and just remember, you know, they say a cat's got 9 lives. I don't know how many humans got, but learn from somebody else's mistake. Don't make them all by yourself. The rest of us can share with you. I've done a few things like that too. Thought I was doing the right thing at the right time, but found out later the hard way that no, I wasn't right. Anyway, we'll turn it back to you, Daniel. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
4EZN, KJ4WZM. Yes, I'm beginning to learn that too. Sometimes you think you have a great idea, and then it just, time goes by and reveals that there was a better decision you could have made. So I'll just learn from my toasted vehicle experience and try to prevent that from reoccurring ever again. Put fuses and stuff, and that'll help a lot. So we'll have to deal with that one. Another thing that I learned the hard way was assuming that there was enough oil in an AC compressor and not adding any. I made that mistake with the vehicle that I toasted up as well, so now I have to swap all my AC components over from the vehicle that I was using for parts into that one. Lucky I have that thing for sure, but I have ended up stealing just about all the parts off of that parts vehicle that I have. There won't be a whole lot left when I'm done, just pretty much a shell, and I hope that I don't need that, because that means that I've crashed something. But it's better than not having it. That thing has saved me thousands of dollars from all the parts that I've taken off of it. I bought it for $900 several years back and taken a whole bunch of stuff off of it and put onto the other one over time when things broke. Lots of it. So we'll just continue chipping away until we swap the parts vehicle over onto the other one, I guess. But thanks for hopping in here, Harry. We did have an adventure with weather today. Got a tornado warning storm that came across. I never saw a tornado touch down, but boy, it got close to putting one down, very close to my work. I watched it thinking about it in the sky. And it had a very strong wind field on the ground, and it stirred up all the pollen and dust and dirt that's been lying around, and it made my eyes itch and made me cough. I don't really have much in the way of allergies, but there was so much dirt in the air that it really messed me up. So I feel you on that frog thing. I've fought with that a couple of times now on the net. So KC4EZN, KJ4WZM. Good talking to you, Harry. Catch you later on down the log. 73. Mr. Comments, call KJ4WZM.
I'll do some comments with you, Daniel, if you don't mind.
Any additional check-ins, so KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. What's new, Chandler?
Not much, Daniel, but I have some pictures I'm going to send over to you. About 6:30, 7 o'clock, I got a text from my friend. There's evidently a tornado. It's looking like a tornado touchdown. His church took a direct hit.
Yeah, over there off of 178. I know that church too. That would appear to be either straight line wind damage, or if it was a tornado, EF0. That is light damage. That's not too bad. That's halfway between, on 178, it's halfway between 11 and Pickens.
Yeah, that would be on East Preston, Nathaniel. There were some trees that were uprooted. I don't know if you saw that, but it did some pretty damp. Well, I wouldn't say significant, but it was bad enough. I mean, I'm really thinking it was a tornado. Getting my friend Gene, who attends that church, thinks that it was a tornado. And I told him it would have been anywhere from an EF0 to an EF2.
Pictures, I'll look at them. Just the damage on the roof was very minor, though. It could have been hit a whole lot worse than what it was. If you want to send me pictures, I'll look at them.
When you are right, it could have been a whole lot worse. And we stood in a circle and we prayed and we thank God that it wasn't, that nobody got hurt. I'm very happy, even though it's a sad situation. I'm happy it happened the way it did. Keeping up to all week. And did you ever get those lightning data for me?
Scope up right now. Could you give me the time and date one last time? It was April the, was that 17th?
Stand by just a second. I know I texted it to you. 18th,
12:30 a.m.
3:30 a.m.
And send those pictures over to you. Got you load this up. Giving to you high speed internet. Yeah, it's still refusing to do anything. If I can get this to work, I'll send it to you.
I'll go ahead and let you close the net for tonight. And then I'm going to talk to Chad real quick. And I'm going to head back to the house so I can catch the 10 o'clock news.
Have yourself a good one. KO4WWZ, KJ4WZM. I'm for check-ins or comments. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. WZM now securing the Blue Ridge Commuter Net with her thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 to everyone. Good night and God bless.
4NUE, KO4WWZ.
KO4WWZ, KO4NUE.
It sounds like you're kind of really tired. Do we need to pick this back up another time?
I am tired. What's going on?
I just thought I'd let you know that tornado hit my friend's church today. I went up there as soon as he told me, and looks like I'm going to be helping clean up tomorrow.
Bad.
Yeah, the front end of it, I mean, the structure is still stable. It's in good condition, but the front end area where you walk into the sanctuary can look pretty bad, yeah.
Okay. Well, is any of it exposed to the open weather, or what's the deal?
Yeah, from what we looked at, we didn't see any of the structure on the inside being exposed. I think we were really lucky.
Good deal. So you're going to help out tomorrow?
I'm going to go do that. It's going to be anywhere between 8 and 8:30. I figured if you wanted to come assist, since we're part of the emergency communications group, I figured I might invite you to come help us do the cleanup. We're having some people come out from Anderson County to help too, but I figured, you know, the more hands we got, the better it is.
church is it?
First Chapel United Methodist Church. It's on East Preston McDaniel Avenue in Pickens.
I'll think about it, and we'll go from there, I guess. But sorry the church got hit, and you know, nice of you to help or assist in getting the church cleaned up. But anything else you got for me, bud? I'm kind of fading pretty fast.
Well, I wanted to tell you, I believe I've had a major learning experience today in regards to radio. There were some moments I didn't realize what was going on, and I ended up interfering with a net when I didn't mean to, because I did not know that a net was happening. There really wasn't any people talking, and I thought they were just doing testing, so... You know, I tried to be patient and wait in between, and it just didn't go well.
I heard it.
I wouldn't blame you if you're disappointed in me. I'm disappointed in myself. I wanted to let you know that I had a learning experience today.
Roger that. So, what did you learn?
I just learned to let them do what they're doing, and I can always talk on it later.
To that, KL4 NUE. So, one thing you can do with that is, you know, certain frequencies have a priority function. In other words, you know, the repeaters are there to use for, you know, chit-chat. But they have a priority function, you know, to provide overwatch for the community during, you know, storm or net or whatever. So if you know what those frequencies are, then you know you need to be a little bit more careful in, you know, how you use them. So how could what happened today have been prevented?
I could have just, you know, listened instead of talked.
So, that was on the 195 machine?
It was on the, K908 machine.
And I know what machine it was on, but what I'm saying is that my point to that was that I heard that happen on the 195 machine. So what does that mean?
Well, that means that a lot of people than just that frequency heard it.
What that means is if you went to the Billy's machine and I heard you on the 195 machine, what does that tell you?
The group heard me. Mandel heard me. Anyone else who's listening on that one heard me.
Means the repeaters were linked, bud. KJ4 WVM.
So, it's not just one frequency that you need to be mindful of. So, tell me what happened. You just tuned to that frequency and then just was trying to start a QSO or what?
Well, That means a lot of things, but mainly I was just, you know, trying to keep up with what was going on. And I was also using a portable for most of the time because I was on the bus. And I decided to take the handy with me in case the weather got out of hand. And, well, let's just say it got a little downhill about midway.
It went downhill quick, didn't it?
It sure did.
The only thing I can tell you is, with, you know, Skywarn and that frequency, I think probably the best thing for you to do is to learn what repeaters link with that frequency when there is an issue. I've got that written down somewhere in my notes. I don't know it off the top of my head. But then you have talk around frequencies too. So when K908's linked with the 195 machine, what's the talk around for 195?
143-450, I believe.
So, you know, one thing I would advise is go to, use the talk around first, and then kind of move into, you know, the Skywarn, or just monitor. That's, you know, that's the simple answer there, is to just monitor. Now when that repeater's linked, that net controller, he's going to come on there probably around every 3 to 5 minutes. And let somebody know that they're, you know, he's on the frequency. So I was listening to it today, and I think he identified probably about every 3 to 5 minutes, which tells me that when you came on the frequency, it was in between one of those time hacks. I think the concern here was it was not the net controller that said something to you. It was the actual custodian of the repeater. So why do you think he was so protective over the frequency today?
4LZI4. And I think he was just trying to make sure that the critical information that he could be gotten to the National Weather Service and to the public.
He is committed to providing a service for the community, or for the more than the community, this whole area here, anybody within repeater coverage. And so has Mandel. Mandel has committed to that too. And when you commit to something like that, to providing a service for a community or an area, you know, people depend on that. And when people depend on something that is potentially life-saving, or, you know, being able to disseminate critical information like that quickly, then not only does the custodian or the net controllers have a responsibility to disseminate and watch over that frequency. That also means that the users do too, which means you. So, you know, you have a responsibility as well to monitor and, you know, understand what that does for the community and, you know, with that responsibility, you have to, you know, you just have to understand that, right?
And I'm sorry, I doubled with you on the first one of that transmission.
Sure, I got it. So what I was saying was the fact that people like Billy, who commit to providing a service for the community, so has Mandale. Mandale has committed to providing a service for the community. And with that is a lot of responsibility. And, you know, responsibility for, you know, being able to collect information and disseminate it so that it gets out to people. It's potentially life-saving. And that's a big responsibility because people become dependent upon that. But it's the thing to remember here is not just the responsibility of the net controllers or the custodians over the repeaters. That also means that the users have to be responsible too. So, how are some ways that you can be responsible with those frequencies?
I can mainly just do it by listening, and then if they need something from where I am, I can always report that to them if they needed me, which they probably don't, but they have me if they need me.
Roger that. So the worst thing to happen was you got your feeling bruised a little bit, right? Sometimes, you know, getting your feelings bruised is, I mean, I've done it. I'm not going to sit here and say I haven't. You know, I've made some mistakes on the radio. You know, everybody makes mistakes. As long as it's feelings are bruised, that's you know, that's a good learning curve there when, you know, nobody's trying to take your birthday away. When somebody tries to take your birthday away, now that's, you know, that's a little bit different situation. But, you know, bruised feelings, it is what it is, and, you know, just put it behind you and move on and learn from it. That's how you become proficient at what you do, by making mistakes. And unfortunately, you know, getting bruised feelings comes with it. But the important thing here to understand is that, you know, that was not personal, right? So there's a difference in, you know, being personal with something and being responsible with something. Is that it what happened today? If I had done the same thing, he would have said the same thing to me, and he should have. I would expect, you know, I would expect no less of him, and I would have done the same thing as well. If I am in the position of responsibility that he is, then he has a duty, I guess you could say, to, you know, provide overwatch over that frequency. So, here's one thing that you're probably not seeing with what happened today, is that when
that happened to you, what do you think all the other stations who heard that, what do you think they learned?